AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Hillary Rodham Clinton entered the contest for the Democratic presidential nomination with a video posted to her website.
Americans have fought their way back from tough economic times, but the deck is still stacked in favor of those at the top.
The video featured everyday Americans, including registered Democrat Julie Stouch, who says she's looking at several issues in the 2016 race.
On the economic front and on the sort of international relations front, there's just so much to be done. Income disparity is a huge problem in this country, and I'm thrilled Hillary's running because she's got a track record of getting things done.
Republicans shot back quickly, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney calling Clinton just not trustworthy. Florida Senator Marco Rubio is not letting the Clinton announcement overshadow his tonight. He's expected to kick off his presidential campaign at a rally in Miami. Four former Blackwater security guards faced decades in prison when they're sentenced today for their roles in a 2007 shooting of Iraqi civilians. The AP's Eric Tucker reports the incident strained relations between Baghdad and the U.S.
Vice President Biden went to Iraq and talked about the need for justice, which infuriated the defense lawyers at the time. I think there was no question from the perspective of the Justice Department. They could not walk away from this case. They could not send a message that they weren't going to seek justice for these Iraqi civilians who were killed.
Cleveland police say charges likely will be brought against the person who took a gun to a house where a 3-year-old boy picked it up and shot his 1-year-old brother in the head, killing him. This neighbor tells WJW the death is a real tragedy.
I was lost for words. I mean, it's sad. My opinion is, why is there a gun in the house?
Observers say fighting has picked up in eastern Ukraine after more than a month of relative calm. This is AP Radio News. Coffee to order. That's what the International Space Station astronauts will be getting when a SpaceX supply ship is launched this afternoon. AP correspondent Marcia Dunn reports this grocery run will include an espresso machine straight from Italy.
This espresso machine has been tested out for quite some time to make sure that when the temperature and the pressure increase inside there to provide a cup of espresso, so to speak, that it'll be safe for the 6 people on board.
It's a special treat for astronaut Samantha Cristoforetti, who is from Italy. Well, most of the big awards at the MTV Movie Awards last night went to The Fault in Our Stars and its star, Shailene Woodley. But Bradley Cooper won the Best Male Performance Award for American Sniper, and he remembered the Navy SEAL he portrayed in the film.
Chris Kyle would have turned 41 4 days ago. Chris, this is for you.
At the box office this weekend, Furious 7 holds on to the number one spot, taking in another $61 million. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just clicks. Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.